Good morning, all. Is the microphone working there? I hear myself now. I welcome all of you. The weather reminded us that we are not quite to spring yet. How many of you put away your snowblowers too early? I didn't put mine away yet either, so we are out. Hey, I wanted to let you know this morning the ensemble, Mark Doctor, is accompanying the ensemble on guitar. And you know that sometimes Mike Summerall plays guitar as well. And I just thought, I found out something, I made a discovery. I'm always making amazing discoveries about this congregation, but I discovered that Mark and Mike were in a band in high school together. They had their own rock and roll band. Did you know that? They were known as the Hinges. They didn't really go anywhere. Their claim to fame is that one particular concert they opened for the Doors. And I don't think either one of them heard the joke. That's another story. All right. Good morning to all of you. Glad to have you all here. We welcome you. It is Communion Sunday. Pastor Neil and I will be happy to serve you communion. All are welcome to come forward and partake of the Lord's table. So we encourage you. Do you have announcements for different things for the good of the order this morning as we come and as we gather? Announcements of things coming up. Announcements of things that have gone by. The weather's supposed to warm up, so we're in that seesaw between winter last week and summer 80s this coming week, but we'll be just fine because, you know what, I have really good news about it all. God watered my lawn. How about you? Amen? Yeah. Beautiful moisture. Anything else? Anything for the good of the order? Miss Paya. Sandy Tinney has a... Michael? Sandy Tinney has an announcement. I don't know if Paya does or not.
Did you know?
I didn't have her full attention. She was being distracted there for a moment. But Paya, do you have any announcements? She's shaking her head. No, we're both trying to think if we have announcements. So,
Saturday is the meeting of the Women of Praise at 10 o'clock in the parlor. All the women of Burns are invited.
10 o'clock in the parlor. All right. Thank you for that. Miss Stephanie Iverson is not here this morning. She is not well. So, Holly, you are the leader of our VBS gathering this morning. I can't think of any other announcements that we need to make. Remember that Holy Week is coming up. We will celebrate Palm Sunday next Sunday, and then a Good Friday service on Holy Friday, and then the Sunday after that. Seems like that's an important day somehow. What is that day? Easter. Thank you, everyone. Amen. We're excited. Our journey in Lent is journeying forward, and we're glad. Anything else by way of announcements? Just trying to make sure we're ready and kind of stalling a minute as a few people are wandering in. I don't see anything else by way of announcements. Let's stand and wave hello to one another, and we'll turn to our call to worship.
Please remain standing as we join in reading our call to worship. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills, giving drink to every wild animal. The wild ass is their thirst. By the streams, the birds of their air, their habitation, they sing among the branches. From your lofty abode, you are the the earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. Please remain standing as we join in our opening hymn, Let Us Break Bread Together, number 618. Be seated. Our first scripture reading for this morning is taken from the Epistle of Philippians, verses 3. Philippians chapter 3, verses 4b through verse 14. You can find that on page 186 and 187 of your pew Bible. Philippians chapter 3, verses 4b through verse 14. Listen for the word of the Lord. And this is Paul speaking in his letter to the Philippians. Hear Paul's words. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death. If somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to lay hold of that for which Christ has laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have laid hold of it, But one thing I have laid hold of, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal, toward the prize of the heavenly call of God in Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. I would now invite the ensemble forward for this morning's musical offering.
Mark said that it was a little bluegrassy. I hear that. I could hear, I can hear the whole thing. That was lovely. I enjoyed it a lot. That's good. And you can tell they were in that band together, the Hinges. Open for the Doors. Never mind. By way of prayer concerns, on the back of the bulletin, you see the prayers for prayers of celebration and prayers of concern. Pia, you want to tell us something about Ross and Nancy's baby girl?
Spoke with Nancy yesterday, and she said that they are doing well, and she's gained a pound in a week. So she's 7 pounds.
The baby's gaining a pound a week. Yeah, that's good. That's just narrowing it in on there. Congratulations to them. Amen, amen, amen. By way of concerns or celebration, Jeanette mentioned to me that Don is going to have gel injected in his knee to help with his mobility. I might have to check into that. That sounds like fun. Any particular flavor of Jell-O? Gel. Jell-O, my mistake. Hope that helps. I hope that helps. I hope his mobility. We've had earthquake, as you are aware, Myanmar, Thailand, that area, Southeast Asia. Just my heart breaks for those people. I don't know what kind of availability we have through UM Corps for them. I pray that we are able to do some things. If nothing else, our prayers, and we offer those, and I ask God to bless us as we're in the midst of that. Any other updates on the list of things on the back of the bulletin? Our hints and hopes of ending conflict have seemed to have faded, but we'll continue to pray. Michael, Paya's got her hand. She's trying to get my attention again.
I have two chances. So an update on Eunice Philman's grandson, Alonzo. He's 4 months old. He is doing well, and he has healed. But she's also asking for prayers for her husband, James, who's going to have a pacemaker placed this week.
Okay. Gene getting a pacemaker. Thank you for that. Thank you. Michael, Ruella has her hand up, if you would.
Our daughter-in-law, Katie, had her appendix out late last night and went home late last night, which surprises me, but prayers for her healing. She's not to lift over 25 pounds for 2 weeks, and their two-year-old daughter is a little bigger than that, so it's hard. It'll be real hard not to pick her up. So give Katie the courage to do what the doctor says and to heal well.
Tell me the name of the two-year-old.
Nova.
In the microphone?
Nova.
Prayers for Nova, because that's going to be quite upsetting for a two-year-old. All right, prayers indeed. I remember that back in the day when you got your appendix out, you were in for a month, weren't you? Seemed like it.
Very serious.
Yeah, yeah. Renee doesn't have her hand up. I'm just wondering if she has a prayer concern. All right, yeah, come on. She looked just poised there.
Actually, it's just a suggestion. Just make sure she sits down and trains the two-year-old to come to her while she's seated.
Yeah, yeah. Training a two-year-old is like, yeah, well, never mind. All right, all right. Other concerns, other things by way of concern. By way of celebrations, I do not have Barbara Stevens' birthday on my list, and Michael said to make sure and remember it, and I don't have it on my list. I don't know why I wouldn't have it on my list. Does anybody know for sure when Barbara Stevens has a birthday?
Maybe tomorrow, or yesterday, I mean.
April 1st, Mubba says.
That could be.
All right, Barbara Stevens. And she's going to be 21 again?
I hear 90.
90, oh my goodness. Amen, celebrations to her. Okay. By way of other, I have Malachi is going to be 4. Today. Oh, I bet the excitement is just brimming at your house. I didn't get all that. Mike, take her the microphone. And again, those of you, and we haven't welcomed the people online. Thank you for joining us virtually. Sometimes we can't get here. Sometimes you're miles and miles away, but we're glad to have our virtual congregation as well. So, and our camera operator to show the people in the congregation in here. So I'll just trust me, Holly Armstrong.
Okay, I just said that Malachi is four today, and the house, they're all very excited. And baby Naomi, who is their baby that will soon be here, is expected this week. So it's very exciting. And Ruka turns, actually, Ruka has a birthday on the 10th this week, too. So it's birthday week in their house.
I do have her down here. Mark Carter III, 2-year-old on Tuesday. Melanie Schneer, your daughter, Richard, going to have a birthday on Wednesday. Irene Chase, I have down here. Is that right? Irene Chase, 102 on Thursday. Amen to her, huh? Say, Richard, I see how I have your name down here on Thursday as well. You're having a birthday as well? On Thursday. All right. Happy birthday to you. I haven't gotten to Friday yet, but I will. But happy birthday to it. So it is birthday. I'm going to go over to just move right into the Schneer's place. That sounds like the place to be. Elise Tavake, 66 on Thursday. True?
Yes, she is.
Happy birthday to you.
She's also brought a cake to share with everyone.
Oh, a cake to share with us. Oh, how sweet. Any else? Any others? Any?
Whoop. Got a little child's hand down there.
Trying to, all of a sudden he disappeared.
He disappeared.
I think he was going to say something, then he chickened out. That happens to us all. All right, I don't see any others by way of celebration. Flowers are out. I've noticed that trees, have you ever noticed in the wintertime, trees are these twig kind of stark things right now. Either my glasses are really dirty or the ends of them are getting blurry because the buds are budding. Have you noticed the trees? Have you looked up? Take a minute, appreciate nature and say amen and thank you, God. All right. Any others by way of prayers, celebrations of the community? Gatherings. All right. If not, and if I don't mention Shelley Rayburn's here, and I was glad to see her, we'll just couldn't hear you. Biennial appearance. Okay. Well, we're glad to be on your concert tour. That's glad to have you here. If nothing else, turn with me, if you will, to the unison prayer. Let us read. Responsibly. Creator God, whose spirit moved over the face of the waters, you have gathered the seas into their places. You direct the courses of rivers. You bless the rain that it should bring forth life. We praise you, Lord, sustaining God, create in us such a sense of wonder and delight in this and all your gifts, that we might receive them with gratitude, care for them with love, and generously share them with all your creatures to the honor and glory of your holy name. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation and in preparation for prayer. Lord God, creator of the seasons which startle us and frustrate us and excite us and bring new life out of the winter and the cold, creator of young people, babies born, children, voices of children in our midst, families growing, new life and life abundantly. Creator of all that is around us, creator of brothers and sisters, of families, families near and far, creators of worlds of people separated by language and ethnicity and geography, and yet united as brothers and sisters of your part of your great creation. Lord, Creator, Creator of all that is about us in our hearts, Creator of love and care and compassion. Lord God, Jesus Christ, Creator, Wayshower, Teacher of love and forgiveness, of compassion, of wisdom, of unity, of celebration, of care of one another. Lord God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, Lord God, thank you. Thank you for all that you've given us, for this place, for our homes, for our families, for our health, for caregivers, for our clans, our children, those who went before us and those who are coming after us. Lord, thank you. Hear us as we come and gather. We pause to just acknowledge all that we've received from you. We ask your blessing. We ask your guidance as we seek to grow better, to grow more firmly in the path of Christ's following, to grow in our love of one another as Christ teaches and directs us. Lord, we come and we gather. We gather with brothers and sisters everywhere around the world in the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Take a moment, if you will, in reflection as Colleen offers up an offertory.
Invite you to rise if you are able as we read and share in this morning's gospel reading, which is taken from the gospel according to John, chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. It can be found in your pew Bible, page 100 of the New Testament. Listen for the word of the Lord. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of perfume, but Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor? He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept a common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. The word of the Lord. I would invite the children and all of those who feel like moving, not only your spirit, but parts of your body, to join them down here in the front for our VBS video, I Am.
Shelly, you can come up too. I know that you.
How are you? Good to see you, Shirley.
Are we broken, Paya? We got some wound up little ones. They were really getting it into there. They didn't know the language, but they know what it meant. I am. Ego I may. Say that with me. Ego I may. I am the great I am, the Lord. Fun that we all know that and that we have all that background and we're that well educated. that we are students of God. And we're graced without ability, and it's nice, but you know, it's a shame that other people don't recognize just how smart and wise and intelligent we are and just don't acknowledge it, huh? Come on, I'm being sarcastic. You can smile and laugh at me. There's a sense, though, that we are criticized sometimes for pretending like we have a claim to know it all. We got all the answers. We've already figured it all out. We have the right religion and the right churches and the right Bibles and the right. The music is kind of, we are in, you know, an ongoing conversation there. I mean, it's been a couple decades now since the movement of the modern, you know, music and the change from the traditional hymns, and yet we're still blending, we're still growing, we're still learning. And it's a good thing, amen, amen. Now, I do believe we have the right path. We're the United Methodist Church. I think I respect them. I stay here partly because of the way we believe and the way we do things. And I believe that we are on the path. I don't believe that we have the answers and that we can claim to have the answers, but we can claim to say we're trying, we're learning, and we're on the path. So it's easy, though, to understand that some arrogance occurs. Some people, I've known people in other churches that I've served that were kind of arrogant. I mean, they had given generously to the church and their faithful contributions, and they're pretty influential, and so they were pretty sure that they had it made and that they had achieved the goal, and that salvation was in their view. Others I have met have what I like to call inherited salvation. Well, I was raised in the church, and my mommy and daddy were raised in the church, and their mommy and daddy were raised in the church, and so certainly we are inheritors of, and no, it's not that sad, but Paul is spelling it out to us, isn't he? Paul is in his letter that Nalu read for us. Paul is spelling it out, how confident he should be in the faith. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. A Pharisee, think about that, what a claim. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. And as to blamelessness under the law, I even said it wrong. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. Can you just hear him just glorifying and bragging? And he's putting all of that out there because he's pushing at us. I mean, he's got some impressive bona fides. He is really, if you wanted to talk about someone who had a claim to be saved, here is Paul. And he could have made those claims. He's pushing back, though, and we'll get to that. This passage in the New Testament, Mary is anointing Jesus' feet. We will understand, and in retrospect, and as students of the Bible, we can understand that this is an anointing that really represents the anointing for his death. It's 6 days before the Passover. Jesus' passion is coming, the trial, the scourging, the suffering. And death is near. And he will rise, so there is no anointing, there's no ability to anoint him. So Mary doing this, and she buys this costly nard, certainly Mary. Certainly the wondrous gift she's doing in this anointing, surely this is guaranteeing her to have reached the goal, don't you think? Certainly it proves her faith, and certainly salvation is hers. spending an extravagant amount. Can she buy her way in? Martin Luther in the 1540, was that right, Richard? Martin Luther, the 1517. I was close, see, only 30, 40 years off there, but 1517, he confronts the Catholic Church because they've been selling indulgences. If you come and you spend enough money, we will give you a certificate to get you into heaven. How about that? How are you going to carry it with you? I'm kind of curious. We don't know, but didn't matter. Got a lot of things done. Achieved a lot of impressive goals. But is she buying her way into the everlasting? She's faithful. You know, think about it. Ask yourself that question. She has done a truly, deeply faithful thing. She's cared for the Lord and has appreciated him, and out of her own resources has purchased this expensive nard that she's anointing him with. That's a true act of faith. Does this work? Does this achieve the goal of salvation? I have to tell you how happy I am. I am ecstatic that I don't have to decide. Is she in or is she out? We don't know. I don't know. I know that one knows. We have a judge that will be able to figure all that out. We want to try. We're all kind of armchair jurors, aren't we? So now that we have disabused ourselves of our claims to salvation, listen as Paul goes on. Not that I have already reached the goal, but I press on to lay hold of that for which Christ has laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have laid hold of it, but one thing I have laid hold of, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press forward on the goal toward the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. It's a lot of words in there. There's a whole bunch of stuff. It's a lot of theology stuff. He's really exploring how he is in relation to Christ and who he's about. But did you hear what he said? Christ has laid hold of me. Oh, Lordy. Holy Lordy God. That's an amazing statement. Christ has laid hold of Paul. Christ has laid hold of us. Oh, my Lord. Consider that. Brothers and sisters, Paul says, I do not consider that I have laid hold of it, but Christ has laid hold of us. That's grace. That's celebration. That's the Easter story. That's the whole, all kinds of things. But let's not get there first. We're still in Lent. We are in that season leading up to Holy Week, and the time of reflection and introspection continues, and self-denial. How many of you gave up something for Lent, and how many of you are still holding on to the things you gave up to? Mine didn't even last a week. We try. Christ lays hold of us, but we try and lay hold of it, and we fail. Not that I have laid hold of it, Paul says. I can be right there with him. By the way, are you ready for Easter? There might be a crisis. Are you aware? The shortage of eggs. How are we going to dye eggs and have Easter egg hunts? I think we might have to cancel Easter for the whole year. And how can we possibly survive without hard-boiled, dyed, colored eggs that make chickens weep for being destroyed by kids in the yard? I did read in the New York Times this morning, they said some people are thinking about using potatoes instead of eggs. Did you see that? I don't know if you can dye a potato or what you would do with it. I don't know. I tried to get that out of the article, but I certainly didn't accomplish anything in my reporting to you. And I don't have any, I don't disrespect hunting eggs. My kids and I died and hunted Easter eggs for years and years. It was so much fun. I did it as a kid. My kids did it as a kid. I tried to do it with Melissa, and at one point she finally just said, "Dad, no." And you grow up to a certain point, and hunting Easter eggs is right on out. It is a kid thing. It's an all right thing, and it's a celebration. And it's a symbol of new life. All of those are all right. Are you ready for Easter? Honestly, I have been disabused, as we should all be, persuaded of the fallacy of our professing to be saved, of our profession of saying that we are the better religion, our profession of saying that we are a better people because we're Christians. All of those, we can be disabused of that. It's important to do all those things for our own growth. But does it make us better? Let's let the judge decide. And to be honest with you, in a critical self-assessment, I have work to do. I'm on the path, I'm on the journey, but I'm moving on to perfection. Are you moving on to perfection? Yeah, see, here we go. We got to do better than that. Are you moving on to perfection? Are you moving on to perfection? Amen. All right. Ron Hodges is the one that taught me that, Shelley. Boy, he really made it work. So do not lose hope. There are days when I do well and I'm proud of myself. There are days when I'm not. I do what I don't want to do, and I don't do what I want to do. Isn't that how Paul phrased it? But there is one thing that I've been working on diligently, and I'm getting better at. Paul stated it. One thing I've laid hold of, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. Somebody once described Christians as the guiltiest feeling people in the world. And some churches, they do that. They can lay the guilt on you and try and be the purveyors of forgiveness because it makes you dependent upon them. And there's this whole system, and it is kind of a bizarre thing. Forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal, toward the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. That's where we're about. That's where we need to be. Not stop moving on toward perfection, but confessing, letting go of what's past. Yes, we made some mistakes. Yes, there are things we wish we could do better. They're over. And we are in a new creation through Christ. Let us move on. Let us be like Paul. I mean, he had all these accolades. He was the perfect Hebrew, and then realized it was all for naught, and he leaves it behind. He leaves his persecution of Christians behind. He leaves behind his failings and moves on to perfection. May that be the case. Amen. Our closing hymn will be "Open My Eyes That I May See," but perhaps we should gather at the Lord's table before that. I invite Pastor Neo to come and join me as we prepare to serve you communion. Just whispering to Pastor Neo that I don't think I could survive in Tonga. They have a lot of pollen there, don't they? It is what it is. God's great creation. We come and gather. The words of should be on the screen or in your hymnal, page 13. Let us join together in the great thanksgiving. Let us read responsibly. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. You gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. The Passover feast, I wish we could do Passovers here. Right now, I don't think we have the resources. But that Passover feast is a central core gathering meal, yearly celebration in the Hebrew community. It was the pivotal gathering, and Jesus in Jerusalem with the Passover with his disciples, and he's gathered with them, and it's a routine that you follow every year. Everybody has parts. It's memorized. You might have a script that you follow along, but everybody knew how it worked, and it went like clockwork, and it was good food and good wine, and everything was going well. And then Jesus, all of a sudden, in the middle of everything, he took the bread and he picked it up and he gave thanks for the bread. Gosh, do we give thanks often enough? Maybe not enough. But he broke the bread. It was the lufs of crackers, so they would snap, you realize. Unleavened bread is preferred, but specified. But here, the bread broken. Gave it to him, take and eat. This is my body. Broken and given to all of you. The disciples were a little bit quiet and listening and introspective. And what's he going to do next? They didn't know. But the supper finishes. It's all wrapped up. And at the end of the supper, everything is cleared off the table. And there's one extra cup always for Elijah. The prophet Elijah, recall, he didn't die. He was whisked up into heaven in a whirlwind. And here we leave a cup because prophecy says he will return. And you have to make sure the door is open so that he can return. And here is that lone cup on the table, and Jesus picked it up. And he gave thanks to God for the cup. And he said, take and drink. And he'd offered it to all of the disciples, everyone gathered, drink from this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, shed for you and for many. Shed for all. Take and drink in remembrance of me. So we are gathered to do that. Every time we gather, we gather and remember Christ. Remember him in flesh and blood. Remember him guiding and leading us. Amen. I ask our lay leaders to come to help with serving. If you are joining us online, we ask that you partake of your elements at your leisure. I ask those of you in the congregation to come forward and take the elements. Ron, we didn't bring you elements because both of us have have knee ailments, and those two younger ones, you know, we thought we would allow them to serve you. Have we feasted upon him in our hearts with thanksgiving? Stand, let's sing together. Open my eyes that I may see, number 454 in your hymnal. Let us sing. Shelley Rayburn, where are you? We have the cake, and she was going to show it before we cut it. And I don't know what happened to her, but I guess we will go out there and find it. How does that sound? Does that sound like that'll work? We'll go out into the world. We'll celebrate. We'll eat cake. We'll share with the world that we are not perfect, but we're moving on to perfection. Amen? In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may you be blessed in that journey. Amen. Let's join hands as we sing our closing. People said,
Amen. Amen.